I mean, a lot of people are nervous about the rainfall that's on the way here for the metro area and for McLarenville. But is there also a rainfall warning expected or anticipated for the Buren Peninsula?
Right now, we do have rainfall warnings for the northern Avalon and Clarenville, okay. But the Buren Peninsula is kind of outside of that. It's a bit drier down there. That said, the Buren will be getting into some rain as we move into tomorrow, especially tomorrow down that way.
All right. So what can we expect here in the metro region for today and tomorrow?
So it looks like more rain, heavy at times, will be setting in later on this morning. Could see a little bit of freezing rain at first over the higher terrains. The temperatures are just a little bit below zero, but it will be warming up as we go through the morning. And that rain is going to continue through tonight and into tomorrow. So we're looking at about another 30 to 50 millimeters of rain, and that's on top of the 90 or so that fell over the weekend.
And where is the rain going to go? I mean, we are at a saturation level here, aren't we?
We are definitely at a saturated ground level right now. The rain combined with whatever little bit of snow that was around that melted, and this time of year the ground is kind of wet anyway from the spring runoff. So the ground is certainly saturated. Stream levels are getting high, and it's certainly a bit of a concern as we go through the next 24 to 36 hours. You're going to want to keep an eye on those water levels for sure.
Yeah, and I don't know if you just heard Brian and I were talking about how there's a little bit of ice on the go as well, and that's always a concern. I guess, when there's rain in the forecast this time of year. Is there going to be any freeze-up?
Yeah, there is those. We do have those cold temperatures this morning over some areas, so any rain that does fall will be probably freezing at first. But like I said, as the temperatures do rise, those conditions should improve at least.
And speaking of freezing rain, how about the weekend? There was a fair bit of it on the go.
There was quite a bit, especially across the northern part of the Avalon and up through Bonavista as well. We did see some fairly good amounts of ice accretion, and the temperatures were just around that critical threshold, right around minus one or so, and with the rain that was fairly heavy at times, and it continued for several hours. So we did see quite a bit of ice build up.
And did we see it at a level where, you know, branches are cracking off and there were a few power outages?
It does look like there were some power outages, and the trees were kind of bending over here and there. So fortunately, it wasn't widespread in the sense that it was more confined to the higher elevations, and at least the lower areas did escape the majority of that. So I guess it could have been worse, but it was pretty bad in spots.
And what else can you tell us? I mean, is there any high winds anticipated with this rain event?
We do have a wind warning in effect for the southern Avalon Peninsula. The areas from Cape Race over through Cape Pine and Cape St. Mary's are looking at gusts near 100 kilometers an hour tomorrow. And elsewhere, we're looking at gusts to about 80, especially tomorrow. Today, the winds will be slowly picking up, and the windiest part of the system will be going through tomorrow. So it will be quite gusty.
And Rodney Barty, the sun. We got to talk about the sun now for just a second. I noticed some photos emerging maybe 7:30 last night. Some people in the Conception Bay area were reporting some breaks in the cloud coverage. Are we ever going to see that again this week?
Yeah, I mean, that was probably the first bit of sun some areas saw in 8 or 9 days. And it looks like as we go through the week, it's going to be a lot like what we saw last week, a fair bit of cloud persisting. The winds are going to be out of the north, northeast, and east all week long. So not the ideal flow if you wanted to see sunshine, but at least the rain will be tapering off as we go past tomorrow. That said, with the cloudy skies dominating, there is the chance that the sun may break through once in a while here and there. But for the most part, we're looking at a generally cloudy week, at least until we get to the weekend. And it's a little bit too soon to say what's going to happen beyond that.
All right. I won't plan any outdoor activities in the near future. But also you mentioned the weather that's coming for the Buren Peninsula. When will that strike?
So for the Buren Peninsula, it does look like a little bit of a messy morning later on this morning. We're looking at some wet snow actually developing, but that's going to be switching over to rain. And today the rainfall will be relatively light, but as we go into tomorrow, the rain does look like it's going to get a little bit heavier on the Buren. We're looking at about 15 to 25 millimeters of rain through the day tomorrow, along with gusty winds. Winds gusting to about 80 kilometers an hour on the Buren as well. So a nasty whole day tomorrow for sure.
All right. Well, I guess you can't change it for me, can you?
Well, I guess we just have to be patient.
Rodney Barney, meteorologist with Environment Canada's Gander Weather Office. Thank you so much for joining the show.
Not a problem. Anytime.